Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting second. The left fielder, Tony Horton. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Malzone. Malzone throws it away. That's an error on Malzone. Landis goes all the way around to score. Buford moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skowron moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's 5-0 White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Martin reaches second base with a double. Jack Lomaby now pitching. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Buford reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Ward reaches second base with a double. Buford scores. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward moves to third. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hansen is hit by the pitch. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. Malzone moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buzzard hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski, who is chasing the ball. Buford reaches third base with a triple. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith pinch hits for Jack Lomaby. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Charton now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart fields the ball and throws to Charton covering. Safe. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buzzard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Landis reaches second base with a double. Martin goes all the way around to score. It's 10 to nothing, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressoud hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Mantilla, who tags Ward trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skowron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Pete Charton. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantilla hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, White Sox. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Spanswick now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stevens is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Martin hits a line drive towards first. Stewart catches it and steps on first to double up Hansen. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spanswick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Buford steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Skowron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressuit strikes out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Tillman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Tillman reaches second base with a double. Dick Williams pinch hits for Bill Spanswick. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gray now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-1, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buzzard takes first base on ball four. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.